Hey, Knox County program, thanks for joining us here on this Friday. We got the Area Development Foundation with us here on the program, and then we'll also be hearing from the Knox County Chamber of Commerce today as well. And, of course, we do want to thank Tim Hortons Coffee and Bake Shop, Coshocton Avenue in Mount Vernon, always fresh with great donuts, wonderful sandwiches as well. You can stop by Tim Hortons, try their bagels, croissants, their cookies, and their donuts. All kinds of options when you stop by Tim Hortons Coffee and Bake Shop, Coshocton Avenue in Mount Vernon. It is always, always fresh. And the fact that the Browns are playing this weekend, it's the last time the Browns won a championship. They've been making fresh coffee since 1964, so it's been a long time. But we appreciate Jeff Godke and Sam Pilkins with us here with the Area Development Foundation. Always great to try to get an update from them, and we appreciate them spending some time with us. Of course, Jeff, it's Jeff knows why one of the biggest questions that I'm going to ask, but that'll be later, of course, about Cooper Progress Park. He says that's the reason he's here. But no, being the president and things, for those who maybe have never heard of the ADF and they're saying, what is this thing? What is this organization? Tell us a little bit about what you guys do, what the organization does, and what you do personally with the ADF.
Sure thing. Thanks for having us. So Area Development Foundation is a nonprofit entity that works closely with businesses, educational institutions, governments, and other nonprofits to help businesses to expand in the county or to relocate to Knox County. So very simply, we identify obstacles that businesses have to growth and expansion, and then use all of our toolkit and resources to help navigate those obstacles. Yeah. So we like to say that, we're job creators, but we don't create any jobs. We just create the environment that creates jobs. Let the risk takers and the entrepreneurs create the jobs.
So you're giving people an opportunity, organizations to come in here. You just do like an interview process with them and say, hey, this kind of fits what we're looking for here, and then it works out?
Yeah, we want to know what their needs are. So do they need help finding workforce? Do they need help with some financing to build? Do they need help locating a site to build or to move into? So we're really just kind of the liaisons between businesses and all of the community resources.
As the president, what are some of your responsibilities within the ADF?
So I deal primarily with the community relations, with business relations. We have a loan fund that I've been spending a lot of my time on. As well as accessing other grant and loan programs as well. I spent most of my time dealing with Cooper, which we'll talk about later, I don't want to give that away yet.
Don't want to ruin the main show.
That's right.
In terms of the funding for all this, how does that work? Do you get funding from, like, the Knox County Foundation? How do you get your funding for this?
So we're funded in a variety of different ways. So we're funded for some services that we provide to the community, like running the Knox County Land Bank or the Revolving Loan Fund. We're funded by service contracts with the governments. So the county and the city and all of the villages contract ADF to do all of the things that I was just talking about on their behalf.
Yeah.
A lot of places have a Department of Development within the city government, but we don't do that here. We have one countywide entity that does it all, and they pay us to do that. And then we have investors, private businesses that understand what we're doing and support us that way.
All right. Jeff Godke is the president of the ADF. We thank him for joining us. And Sam Pilkins is the vice president. Tell us a little bit about your responsibilities within the ADF, Sam.
Yeah, thank you for having us. I work mainly with the land bank, the Knox County Land Bank, which is a quasi-governmental agency that takes tax-delinquent, vacant, and abandoned land and get it back into the hands of people that are going to do good things for the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our little own version of HGTV. We take the best house and make it the best house on the block.
Yeah.
And then I work with all of the villages on their strategic planning and implementing those strategic plans. So I'm in Fredericktown, Gambier, Danville, and Centerburg pretty frequently, working with them on their zoning codes and things like that. And then recently, we've been spending a lot of time talking about housing in the county, and so I work with that initiative as well.
Yeah, and when you mentioned housing, we're talking about it in just a second, but it's almost, we've talked about it all, every time, it's almost hand in hand. If you have the jobs, you got to have the housing for the workers here, and vice versa. So you've had a housing study, I believe, in conjunction with Kenyon, right?
Yeah, we just did a market analysis with Kenyon College. So as everybody who's listening probably knows that we have a housing shortage. It's hard to find good housing, quality, affordable housing in Knox County. And so we wanted to kind of get an idea of what that, well, the actual market demand was. The last housing development was built in 2007, 2008. So, you know, there's nothing to show for a developer when we meet with builders or developers to say, hey, if you build homes, people will buy them because there isn't any market data. So we did a market study with them.
So what was determined? Did you, do you have the results of that yet?
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about our current situation. We in Mount Vernon only average about one new home a year built. So that's very slow. That accounts for tearing down versus building. So we net one new home per year. And the average age of homes in the city is 1973.
Wow.
So we have an older home stock that probably needs some love as well. And if you've tried to find a rental, we have a severe shortage of apartments and rentals. So what happens is folks who are looking for apartments either have to go out of the county to find those, unfortunately, or they end up renting single-family homes, which is fine, but a lot of those folks didn't want a single-family home. They don't want to mow their grass. They don't want to do those things. And so they don't necessarily – some, you know, a lot of people are great caretakers of their houses, but some aren't, and that really can hurt the neighborhood as well. So that's the current situation. And so with this market study, we were trying to figure out how many homes and units we need to build to meet – current demand. So we looked at current job growth, commuter data. We have about 43% of the workers in the county come into the county every day, drive in to work. We looked at some lost properties, so a certain number of properties get torn down every year, and how many we build. So what we found was that in the, across the whole county, we build 133 homes a year. And we lose 89 to demo. So we gain a little bit there. And looking at job growth and the commuter rate, we need anywhere between 2,810 to 5,200 homes in the next 10 years. So if you look at, okay, we average 133, what that means is that we really need to build somewhere between 150 to 390 homes a year on top of what we currently do.
Yeah, and that obviously could kind of scare away potential people to come in, whether it be Cooper Progress Park or any other manufacturing situation in the county.
Yeah, when we meet with employers, they're wondering, they look at the land, they look at Cooper, they're like, this is great. Where are my workers going to live?
Yeah.
And we need to be able to answer that question. So our hope with this study is that we can take this to developers and say, okay, there's definitely a need. There's a demand for it. If you build it, people will buy it.
Yeah.
As long as it's affordable and quality.
For sure. Sam Filkins, the vice president of the Area Development Foundation. Jeff Gottke is the president of the ADF, and we thank them for joining us. Of course, we're going to be talking about Cooper Progress Park and some other things here on the program. We do want to thank Tim Hortons Coffee and Bake Shop, Coshocton Avenue in Mount Vernon. It is always fresh. We'll take this break and come back. More of AM Knox County is coming up.
Hears the words, you have cancer. It's one of the darkest moments in their life. Light the Night brings light to the darkness of cancer by uniting survivors, patients, and supporters in the cause to end cancer. Friends, families, and coworkers form a community of hope, raising funds in support of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Together, we walk with lanterns held high to light the path to cures. Last year alone, the FDA approved 18 new drug therapies.
Welcome back. It is AM Knox County. It is a Friday. Thanks for joining us here on the program. ADF is with us, Area Development Foundation. We thank them for joining us here. We talked with Jeff Gottke earlier and Sam Filkins as well. And go back to Jeff here because as we talk about it. It's a running joke for us that when you're in here, you're going to talk about Cooper Progress Park, but it's a fact. That's what we like to talk about here with it. But you got a tenant. I don't know what the situation is right now, so I guess let's just get an update on where you guys are all at with all
this. Sure. So we do joke, but it really is an important property.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in the middle of the city. 670,000 square feet spread out over 47 acres and about 30 buildings or so. It represents probably the biggest economic development opportunity in Knox County that exists right now. So it's an enormous opportunity. It's also an enormous project to try to take on. You know, we're really lucky because it's in such good shape.
Mm-hmm.
When Siemens left, they had maintained all the buildings and everything. So it really is turnkey, but the vision for the property is not to have one user there anymore, because we saw what happens when one user mm-hmm. leaves town, but instead to turn it into a multi-tenant urban industrial park, which doesn't exist in a lot of places
mm-hmm.
Around the state or the country. So, you know, we're kind of setting the precedent here on what these things can kind of look like. So, you know, we've got a existing facility, but we don't know what the demand is mm-hmm. going to be. We don't know who's going to move in or what kind of businesses they're going to be. So we're trying to create a really flexible property.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, it'll be multi-tenant. We'll create kind of a property owners association that manages all of the common areas and the roads and the parking lots and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to make sure that it's flexible. So the city recently changed the zoning on the property to allow a wide variety of uses. For example, the previous use was manufacturing, which didn't allow any office that wasn't related to manufacturing.
Mm.
So we worked very collaboratively with the city, and this whole thing really is a group project. You know, like everybody's got to get involved. Mm-hmm. It can't just be like group projects usually are, right? Mm-hmm. Which is like one kid does all the work and everybody puts their name on it.
Yeah.
No, it really is a group project because everybody's got a stake in it and everybody stands to benefit from
mm-hmm.
it. But they changed the zoning to allow for multiple uses so that if an office comes and says we want to move in here, that can happen very quickly and we don't have to go back to the city to get the zoning variance or conditional use or something like that. So that was very helpful that happened. We did get our first tenant,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's a mint. They have a license to print money, you know, literally.
Yeah.
They do stamping for silver bars and coins.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly for retirement, for investment purposes and things. And it's a startup manufacturer, which is exactly the kind of thing that we want to see used in that property, right? They're new to town. They're a startup. It's going to be about 30 jobs or so. It's industrial, right? So that's this is exactly the kind of tenant that we're looking for.
Have you had any other interest from something similar, or maybe somebody came up and had some off-the-wall idea, and you said, hey, well, you have to turn your way. That's not really what we're looking for.
We get off-the-wall ideas all the time. We love off-the-wall ideas.
Sure.
Because you never know how they're gonna play out. We've had some interest. We've got a couple of companies kind of in the pipeline. We have had to say no to some because it wasn't the right fit
mm-hmm.
For that property. We won't take just anybody. You know, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that it's the right company for the property, for the community,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if you don't check all those boxes, then, you know, we're going to hold on to it until the right thing comes along, because this really is kind of a once in a generation opportunity. So we want to make sure we get it right.
For sure. What's the process for this, though? Do you have to do multiple interviews with a company before you say, hey, and then offer the opportunity for them? What goes into all that?
Good question. So usually it starts with the realtor. So it's listed mm-hmm. with a realtor, Ohio Equities, Doug Shull. He does a great job. They set up a website, cooperprogresspark.com. You can see what all of the building offerings are. Or a lot of times people call me, and so Doug and I kind of tag team just the showing of the property
mm-hmm.
And the marketing of the thing. And just through our conversations, we kind of realize, you know, how far along the company is in their planning or, you know, what they're willing to do with it. So you get a pretty good sense of how viable it is from the start. Mm-hmm. We don't want to lead anybody on if it's not going to work out. But, you know, the land bank officially controls the property. They have an application process. So a company that wants to buy or lease a building fills out an application. Mm-hmm. It's pretty short, but it asks questions like how many jobs will be created, what's the use of the property, what's the total level of investment, you know, what happens, you know, what type of business is it, so that they can really evaluate if that company represents the highest and best use for that property. Mm-hmm. If they accept the application, then we enter into our, you know, kind of negotiation phase over price or lease or, mm-hmm. you know, space and that kind of stuff. Then the lawyers get involved in all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. You guys step away.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And then I just sign the papers and collect the checks.
There you go.
That's
how that works. Right. Very well. So it, in a situation like this, would it be, you know, a couple of days you figure out, hey, this is a great fit for us, we're going to offer you this opportunity? Does it take months to do something like that?
Sometimes it happens very quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't. We've got some interested people that have been waiting a long time. There's the owner of the property. They're still doing some of their due diligence work mm-hmm. on some of the buildings, which is slowing some things down a little bit. But on the ones that we control, we can make it happen very quickly.
Yeah. Of course, that building, the Progress, Cooper Progress Park, is you mentioned the one we always talk about, but the Mount Vernon News building as well. Mm-hmm. Now, there's not really a huge update in regards to this, but that building is still available, right?
It is, and I think we've talked about this before, where the land bank's job is always to find the highest and best use for the building. So we're kind of re-envisioning what that could look like to represent, you know, the highest and best use for the community. Companies that are looking to move to a community, really, the first place they want to go is to their building site, you mm-hmm. know, to see what it could be like. The second place they want to go is to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So having a real vibrant downtown that looks nice, that has lots of offerings, is very important, not just for the community, but for our job in economic development. So we see the news building as kind of a part of that, mm-hmm. right? We don't want to just sell it to anybody who's just going to do any old thing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a real opportunity to re-envision that building for the community, but then also to help attract businesses to town as well. So we're kind of thinking multi-tenant, commercial slash retail on the first floor, and then we're exploring options about adding mm-hmm. either more commercial or residential to a yet-to-be-added second story.
Yeah.
It's kind of where we're at now, but, you know, that could all change tomorrow.
Yeah. And just so people know, I know, again, it's something we hit on a lot, but like the Friendly's building and everything, that's not something you touch or anything, right? It's something you stay away from.
Well, we help to market commercial property that's available. So on our website, if you have commercial property that you're selling, there's a quick little form you can fill out, and we'll put that on there. Since there really is no commercial property listing in Knox County, we can help do that. Yeah. We do not own the Friendly's building. We are not marketing the Friendly's building. We will, if someone's interested, make a call and try to connect the realtor and the business owner or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, we don't determine what the use of the buildings are that we don't control either. So, you know, if somebody, you know, that's between the buyer and the owner of what that use is going to be.
Yeah. The Area Development Foundation. We appreciate them joining us here on the program. Tell us how we can find out more information about the ADF.
It's real easy.
Yeah.
Our website is knoxadf.com. All of our contact information is on there. 393-3806 is the phone number.
All right. Find it there or give them a call if you have questions as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us, and we'll have you on again next month and talk about more about what the ADF is doing in Knox County as well. Again, Sam Filkins, the vice president, Jeff Gocke, who you just heard from there, is the president of the ADF, and we thank them for joining us. We once again want to thank Tim Hortons Coffee and Bake Shop, Coshocton Avenue in Mount Vernon, always fresh with great donuts and wonderful sandwiches as well. And don't forget that tonight we have Friday Night Lights presented by Delagrange Landscaping and Construction. Two games, one night, big one, Highland at East Knox, pair of 6-2 teams go at it. Pregame is at 6 p.m., followed by Centerburg at Northmore. Northmore is undefeated. So that's all tonight, WMVO 100.9 FM. All right, we'll take this break. We'll come back, and more of AM Knox County is coming up.